عليكم ورحمة الله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب
says, whatever subjects I have been dealing with and whatever incidents we have been referring to, that is the been the name of freedom of journalism and freedom of speech. The opponents and the some of the newspapers in the West are injuring and the feelings of the Muslims and are doing some have taken some oppressive stands. I will continue the same subject as I have been dealing with it for the last few sermons and will speak on the same subject. Whatever wind of protest is going on in some of the Muslim countries, there are some individual protests and some united protests and some protests are on behalf of the governments, and the Islamic organizations have also said that they will put pressure on the countries of the West that they should apologize and also pass a law that in the name of the freedom of the media and the freedom of conscience and speech, if this is not done, then no surety can be given for peace in the world. This is a good step the Islamic organizations have taken, and may Allah enable them that with the heartfelt pain, they should try to get such decisions made and such laws passed to establish peace in the world. Recently, a newspaper in Iran had announced that to take revenge, they will do something in their newspapers with the reference to the treatment to the Jews which was given in the last World War. We will make some cartoons about it. Although this is not a response which Islam allows, but the countries who raise slogans of freedom and allow all type of profanities in their newspapers, calling it freedom of speech, they must not feel bad about this. Their response should have been that by making this mistake, there is a disorder or disturbance in the world. They should either have not felt bad because this disturbance of peace which has happened as a result of our wrong action, that in future we should stop such a reaction against the honored leaders of the world and the prophets and create an affection, an atmosphere of affection and love. Rather than giving such a reply, the editor of the newspaper who had published this profane cartoon, as a result of which this disorder in the world has started, in response to that, they say that the announcement of the newspaper in Iran that they will publish revengeful cartoons, that is whatever treatment was given to the Jews in the Second World War, about the oppression against a people or not taking oppression, they were doing cartoons. They were not about a prophet. They are not against a prophet. But the editor says we will not take any part on if and satisfying their readers. They say that our moral stands are still there. We are not people who will create, publish cartoons against Hazrat Jesus. Therefore, the question does not arise that this unpleasant revenge of the newspaper of Iran, they should take part. So these are their standards, and their standards to play with the feelings of the Muslims are altogether different. This is what they do, and you can see their standard, that the man who had written 1700 years ago that he had said in went to Austria and he was imprisoned for 3 months as a result. These are their methods. They do not bear such things, their hurtful feelings. But we should see inwardly and look upon ourselves what is our state and our situation. Such a courage, and they become emboldened which in the Western world is developing. Are we also slipping into the same situation? But the condition that we see shows clearly that the Western nations know that the Muslim countries are subjected to them and are dependent upon them, and they fight between themselves and seek help from the West countries. These restrictions which have been put on the import of from such Western countries as a result of this protest, people know that after a few days everything will subside, and whatever they have banned from the market and removed from the market, they will come back to the market once again. The Muslims who live in such countries, they are also using the same commodities which they are banning. The Denmark, in which there is more protest, there are nearly 200,000 Muslims, and a large majority of them are of Pakistani Muslims, and they are also using such commodities which are banning in Muslim countries. So these are temporary reactions which will come to an end soon. Now you see, this is our state, and this is a new incident which happened in Iraq, that the Shia place have been bombed, and they also attacked on the Shia mosques, and they are being demolished. No one has tried to see and reflect that they should make a research in case this is an incitement of the enemy, that all these bombs and arms are being taken from the Western countries, but the Muslims cannot think along these lines. Firstly, they become blinded of intelligence, and they don't know what is the right reaction they should show. And secondly, unfortunately, those who are hypocrites, they also cooperate with the enemy, and the enemy exploits them and does not let them come to such thinking which I just mentioned. So this new situation which has developed in Iraq is taking the country to the civil war. And now the leaders are facing great difficulty, that they will not be able to control this new situation. And this new situation, that the Muslim fighting a Muslim, is in Afghanistan as well as in Pakistan. Every sect is creating an oppressive situation against the other sect, and they are killing each other in the name of religion. Whereas Allah says, وَمَنْ يَقْتُلْ مُؤْمِنًا مُتَعَمِّدًا فَجَزَاؤُهُ جَهَنَّمُ خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا وَغَضِبَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَلَعَنَهُمْ وَأَعَدَّ لَهُمْ عَذَابًا عَظِيمًا. That whoever deliberately kills a believing brother, he will be punished to be in hell, and he will live there for long time. Allah will be displeased with them and will remove him from his nearness, and will create a great punishment and prepare a great punishment for him. So those who are killing each other and setting fire to each other's properties, and a large number among them are the religious leaders, it is at their instructions that this disturbance and unrest is created, and they are killing each other. And they say they will get a reward for this, whereas Allah is pushing them and putting them in hell and is cursing them. In Pakistan, in Bangladesh, and other Muslim countries where they martyr Ahmadis, it is with the same attraction to them for winning paradise that they are killing Ahmadis. So such actions of the Muslims are being exploited by the enemy, and they are reducing the power of the Muslims, and the Muslims do not have the intelligence to understand it. It is quite clear that to lose this intelligence and this curse is for the reason that they have not accepted the command of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and neither they come towards it. And they are denying the Holy Prophet's Messiah and Mahdi. And this is what we pray, and every Ahmadi should pray, and I have reminded them before, that Allah may give the Muslim intelligence and these hypocrites by being a toy in the hand of the enemy, and they should not give bad name to Islam and kill each other. So whatever it is, when the enemies of Islam from whatever means want to disgrace them and defeat them, and Ahmadi in any case feels pain, because these people they attribute themselves to our beloved Prophet Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, or they claim to attribute themselves to it. And there is no doubt that among these misled Muslims, a large majority of them do so because of the lack of knowledge, and are being misled by these leaders and their mullahs, and do such take such wrong steps and evil steps which have no link with Islam. May Allah, accepting our prayers, deliver them from the so-called clerics of Islam, and by understanding the true teaching of Islam, or unknowingly or foolishly, by excited in the love of Islam, take action which gives bad name to Islam, may they not do so, and may Allah show them the right path. Because of their actions, the enemy has an opportunity to throw mud, sling mud on Islam, and they also make defamatory attack on the person of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Therefore, every Ahmadi must has the need to pay much attention towards prayer, because the world of Islam, because of their own mistakes, is passing through dreadful times. If we have the true deep love with the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then we should pray a great deal for the Islamic Ummah, and we need to pay attention to it, which we are already praying. But today I want to remind you how we should make such supplications. The methods of praying and their manners which we have been taught by the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which reform our own self, and as well as we can see the sites of acceptance of prayer. There is a hadith, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which is reported by Hazrat Umar bin Khattab, may Allah be pleased with him, that prayer stops between the heaven and the earth, and as long as one does not send blessings on the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam through durood prayer, nothing reaches God. And this is such a fact about which Allah has made it clear in the Holy Quran. The verse of the Holy Quran which I recited in the beginning, that inna allaha wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabiyye, that certainly Allah and his messenger send blessings on him, and all those who believe, you should also send blessings on him and say durood prayers. There are untold commandments in the Allah which we have to follow, and what is the result of acting upon it? That you will become the beloved of God and will be beneficiary of the bounties of God, and will gain proximity to Allah and will be saved from hell and will be entered into paradise. But here the command is that this is such a great and onerous task that Allah has put His angels also on this work, and Allah Himself sends Durood and Salaam on His beloved messenger. So this is such a task by doing which, by carrying it out, you will be following that work which Allah does. It is an act of God. So when Allah blesses us such greatly by following His commands, so how much blessing we will receive if we follow the act of God, that what God is doing. And this durood that we raise sincerely will also be a means of reforming the Ummah of Islam. And it will be a means to save the Ummah from destruction. It will reform us and will also be a source of acceptance of our prayers. It will also be a means of saving us from the cunning of Antichrist. And there are many mentions of sending durood in the ahadith. Once promised, the Holy Prophet ﷺ said that the nearest to me on the day of judgment will be one who will send the most blessings to me. So the one who raises durood prayer with a sincere heart, Allah will send durood on him 10 times and will raise his spiritual station 10 standards and will write 10 virtues for him and will forgive 10 sins for him. So many people write to me that those who ask prayer, or they are saying we are praying, you should also pray, and we do recite durood. But for a long time our prayers have not been accepted. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, how should you send this durood, sadiqum min nafsihi, that you should raise durood, that you purify yourself by sending durood. Everyone should examine himself, examine his heart, that what worldly involvement he has and how, being purified, he pays attention to sending durood. How purifying himself he is raising these blessings and sending these blessings. From His Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam says that this durood, which is a great source of gaining steadfastness, that you should do it greatly by keeping the beauties and the favors of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and by raising his standard, and by for his successes of his mission. And the outcome will be that you will be gaining a sweet fruit of it. And so these are the outcome of sending sincere durood on the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then Prophet Muhammad says, oh, those people, send the durood on that benefactor messenger who does the reflection of the favors and compassion and mercy of God. And those who does not send either, he has no faith or he is destroying his faith. O Allah, send durood on that unlettered prophet who he has served the latter-day people as he served the favored the previous people and had purified them and had made them similar character to him. So if you would purify yourself and send the durood, this will also create a united effort, and it also shows and demonstrates its effects. So such people who say that we have no effect of Durood, this hadith and these statements of promised Messiah should make the matter clear to them. And never should they give up in sending Durood. They should rather examine their own self, because the Holy Prophet ﷺ said that the one who does not send Durood to me, he is miserly. And not only he is being sinful of being miserly, he is depriving himself from the blessings of Allah. As we have just heard that if one sends blessing on the Holy Prophet ﷺ through durood prayer once, Allah sends blessing on him 10 times. So this is such a bargain to sending these blessings on the Holy Prophet ﷺ, that the Holy Prophet's companions and the companions of Promised Messiah used to give up all prayers and just send durood. So Promised Messiah says that it is a lack of manners and of morals that he should not send durood on me. To send durood on the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is more excellent than to free slaves, and it is to be and to send this in the love of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it is better than jihad, that is a warring jihad. And these people who in the name of jihad are killing others and themselves, so they should ask their clerics that you who are inciting the feelings of the Muslims and by exciting them wrongly, by showing their wrong sense of honor, and you are misleading them, what kind of Islam is it? The teachings of Islam is that when you will hear the abusive words of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam or wrong words, you should speak good of character of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and mention his great morals. This is much better. Rather than fighting, this is better, that you should pay attention to supplication and to sending the durood, and this time, which is of the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam, it is more essential that rather than taking unrest, step towards unrest, you should put more emphasis on prayer and durood, and also reform yourself and examine yourself, that to what extent do we love the Holy Prophet of Islam sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Is it just a temporary excitement that it is for the selfish interest of some sections of the community is also taking us within its nets? So we should know that not only pay attention to our own reform, that within our vicinity, if you want to explain to the Muslims and make them clear to them that do not take wrong steps, but take such actions which Allah and His Messenger has preferred and has taught us. And that method is that if you want to go to paradise, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, send durood on me. Abdullah bin Mas'ud reports that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the one who does not send blessings on me, he has no faith. Then on another occasion he said, to remember Allah greatly and send durood on me is to remove your restrained circumstances, which is of your income and also of the situation and the straitened circumstances through which the Muslims are passing, and in the West have different principles for themselves and entirely different principles for the Muslim countries. The best solution for that is that you should raise much durood for the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and be beneficiary of the blessings which you gain as a result of sending durood, and Allah has attached those blessings with your sending durood. there is a report which is in more detail than the previous report. Hazrat Anas, may Allah be pleased, in reports that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said on the day of judgment, on every dreadful situation, the nearest to me and the safest place will be one who has sent greatest durood on me. No one, who is it who does not want that he should be close to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and is saved from all dreadful and frightful situation by holding the garment of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and pass through such a dreadful situation. And if one to save himself, this is the source of his freedom and protection. And the source which the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, it is to be near to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Therefore, a believer should raise durood at all occasions, and benefiting from all times, he should raise blessings for the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. There is another report from Hazrat Anas, may Allah be pleased with him, that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "The one who will send the durood on me in one day, in 1,000 times, he will witness his station in paradise in the same day." That the changes he will be brought about through him, it will also make his life on this earth as a paradise. And this is the virtue, and these are the good things which will be making his world here, life here, paradise, and the life in the hereafter in paradise. Hazrat Abdullah bin Amr bin As reports that he heard the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam say that when you hear the caller to prayer, calling the adhan, you should also repeat the same words and then send durood on me. Whosoever send durood on me, Allah will send tenfold mercy on him. And then seek me as a source from God. This is a station from among the paradise which will be given to every person. And I am sure that I will be the one, whosoever asked Vasila as a source of progress through me, he will be given that. Therefore, this prayer which you should say after the Azan, every Ahmadi must recite it and must memorize it. The importance of Durood and the benefits of Durood have been made clear from this. But some people do raise a question, how should we raise durood? People have made different types of words, different words for the durood, but there is a hadith in this connection. Hazrat Ka'b bin Hujra reports that we submitted, O the Messenger of Allah, we know how to do salam to you. But how should we send durood to you? He said, Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ala ali Muhammadin kama sallaita ala Ibrahima innaka hamidun majid wa barik ala Muhammadin wa ala ali Muhammadin kama barakta ala Ibrahima innaka hamidun majid. So this is the method, but there is a durood of the salat prayer which is a bit in more detail. Then Hazrat Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam says in this regard that in the Tahajjud prayer, and he has said that in a letter to someone, that there are many blessings in Tahajjud prayer, that one must not be lazy. And as Allah says in the Holy Quran, that those who will struggle in my way, we will show them the path to us, and durood is the one which have been spoken by the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It is Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ala ali Muhammadin kama sallaita ala Ibrahima wa ala ali Ibrahima innaka hamidun majid. Allahumma barik ala Muhammadin wa ala ali Muhammadin kama barakta ala Ibrahima wa ala ali Ibrahima innaka hamidun majid. Prophet Messiah says that the words which are spoken by a beloved of God, it is certainly blessed. So you must know that the leader of those holy men and who is the leader of the prophets, whatever words he has spoken, how greatly blessed would they be. In short, all kinds of durood, among all kinds of durood, this durood which the Holy Prophet has said is the most blessed. And this is what I recite. And one should not follow anything else. All you do is to do it sincerely, with deeper feelings, with love. And you should continue to recite till once you are in an ecstasy. When this situation of deep moving feeling and ecstasy is not raised, you have not found the pleasure in it. And so this is the durood which we recite in the Salat prayer, and this is what we should mostly recite. Hazrat Prophet Muhammad ﷺ says that you must not count the number. When it is in the hadith that one does recite in 1,000, it means one does much durood. Hazrat Prophet Muhammad ﷺ has also told numbers, sometimes said 700 times or 1,100 times daily. This number is according to one's own situation and one's own standard, and he can recite accordingly. In any case, this durood that I have recited and the prayers that I have asked the Jamaat to recite, one is the revealed prayer, Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, Subhanallahil Azim, Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad, which is the revelation of Promised Messiah. And I said, beside this, you should also recite the complete durood. It is said that because this is what the words which the Holy Prophet ﷺ used, we must include among our prayers. But the matter rests on the same thing as Promised Messiah ﷺ says, that you should do it with such deep feeling that you can create a special ecstasy. And when you will develop this, you will be beneficiary of Allah's blessings. This time, which is the time of latter-day people, in with which the victories of Islam have been connected, and we also know that these victories will not be gained through war, through swords and guns, but they will be gained through the weapon of prayer and the weapon of logical arguments which have been given to Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam, and through only that Islam will prevail. And for the acceptance of prayer and to gain Allah's nearness and His blessings, Allah has also told us, and we have just heard in the verse of the Holy Quran, that you should raise durood for the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And we have also noticed from various reports that all this is not possible without raising blessings for the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And our Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam has also said that whatever spiritual station I have been granted, it is for reciting this very durood. And the future victories of Islam are also deeply connected with this durood. About his spiritual station, which Allah has granted him by raising him as a Messiah and Mahdi, he says, there is ilham, that is the revelation, that salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammadin Sayyide Wulde Adam wa Khataman Nabiyin, that raise the durood on Muhammad and his Al, who is the leader of the prophets and leader of creation, and is Khataman Nabiyin. This indicate that all these blessings and favors are because of this durood, and it is because of love with the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Subhanallah, how great are the favors on the and on the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and how great are the spiritual stations of the Holy Prophet and nearness to Allah, that a lover of the Holy Prophet ﷺ becomes a lover of God. And the one who serves the Holy Prophet ﷺ, the whole world becomes subservient to him. And I may be reminded that once I recited durus in such a great number that my whole soul and life was enlightened by it. And then I saw that there were angels who were bringing some water skinned filled with the light of God. And one said, these are the blessings which you had sent to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam as durud. And I am also reminded another experience, that once I had the revelation which meant that the people, the heavenly people, that is the angels, are excited to revive the religion, and that is what is the divine purpose. But so far the person has not been indicated as to who will revive the Islam. Therefore they are in contending. And in this state I saw in the news that these angels are looking for a Muhyi, the one who will bring Islam to life. And one of them came to this, he said, Haza Rajulun Muhibbu Rasulullah, that this is the man who loves the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What was meant by these words is that the greatest condition for this station is to love the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which is found in this humble servant of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And also the revelation in which we are sent the durud to Ali Muhammad, the secret is that the love of Ahle Bayt, that the family of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is also a condition of this great station. And the one who does do that, he is given the beneficiary, he becomes beneficiary of all the blessings of the Holy Prophet and his family. Therefore, today, to revive Islam, to restore the lost glory of Islam, and to stand in the defense of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah, who had raised this fighter and champion of Islam to follow him, and with the logical arguments and spiritual support which he has told, Allah has told him, and by acting on his teaching, the standard of Islam and the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam will be hoisted with full glory throughout the world, inshallah, and will continue to be hoisted. Hazrat promised Messiah alayhi salatu wassalam by showing the importance of this time and reminding people of the importance of this time. The essence of it is that Islam is passing through great difficulties. But Allah, you should reflect that Allah has raised this community so that which will revive the lost glory of Islam. Therefore, he said to the Muslim, you should not be stubborn, reflect. Would Allah in such circumstances, when the person of the Holy and the character of the Holy Prophet ﷺ is being attacked from all directions, that Allah is not excited to help him? And therefore, how blessed is this time that Allah, in these great difficult times, with great blessing, with great grace, to restore the great situation of the Holy Prophet ﷺ and his glory, that Allah has appointed me and has raised this community. I want to ask those who have a pain and feeling for the heart, and they have its great glory and his honor in their heart, do they should tell us, has there been more difficult time of Islam in which people have been abusing and defaming the Holy Prophet ﷺ to this extent, and they are defaming the Holy Quran. Then I am hurt with the situation of the Muslim, and I am sometimes restless with this pain that they haven't even understood that they should understand and realize this defamation of the Holy Prophet ﷺ, that would Allah not want to restore his honor and not raise a community himself so that through it he can spread and preach the great character of the Holy Prophet ﷺ. So you can see how it is great, it is necessary, and Allah has manifested his love through the appointment and raising of this community. So you can reflect that this way great responsibility falls on the Ahmadis who attribute themselves to the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam. So whereas in such dire times when against the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam there is a great storm of defamation, certainly Allah's angels must be sending durood on the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and are sending durood, and it is our task also who have attributed themselves to the intense lover of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the Imam of the time, and have attributed themselves to the community of this Imam of the time, that they should mold their supplications into durood prayers, and should send so many resuscitation of durood in the atmosphere that every particle of the air is become fragrant with this durood, and with the means of this durood, all our prayers should go into the court of Allah and are accepted by Allah. So this is the way of expression of the love and affection with the Holy Prophet ﷺ, which we must have. And we must have with his al, that is his followers and his family. And may Allah give intelligence and understanding to the Ummah of Islam. They should recognize this chosen one of the Holy Prophet ﷺ, and should enter in the community, or his community, who will create this atmosphere of love, and which is now raising the station of the Holy Prophet ﷺ in the world. May Allah give them intelligence, understanding that despite attributing themselves to the Holy Prophet ﷺ, that even after 1400 years in this month, which is Muharram, and then in this world itself, the Muslim is shedding the blood of Muslims, and they fail to understand it, and they continue to shed that blood. May Allah give them understanding and create the fear of God, and should follow the true teachings of Islam. Whatever they are doing is as a result of not recognizing the Imam of the time. Because they reject the command of the Holy Prophet ﷺ. Therefore, it is the responsibility of every Ahmadi, and it is a great responsibility today that the Ahmadis who have recognized the Imam of this time, that because of their love with the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they should recite durood extensively and say prayer for themselves and for other Muslims, so that Allah may save the Ummah of Islam from suffering and destruction. The love with the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam demands that we should include durood in our prayers greatly. The opponents have wrongful intentions, and we don't know how many more trials they will go through, and the Muslims are facing these trials, and what conspiracies are being thought of against them. May Allah have mercy. May Allah continue to lead us on the right path. We should be grateful servants of God, And we should thank Allah that He has enabled us to believe in the Imam of this time. And after believing in him, we should enable us to do our duty to it and always make up.
وَلَذِكْرُ اللَّهِ